Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting 6th. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting 8th. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting 7th. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Shores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Shores. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores has Blue trapped. There's the throw to Dykes and over to Shang, who tags Blue for the out. Hale moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and has Hale trapped. There's the throw to Boley, who tags Hale for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball towards center. McNeely settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McNeely. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Boley reaches second base with a double. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shores for the out. Boley moves to third. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgero hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Melillo moves to third. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boley hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kaufman. Boley moves to second. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0-for-0 in the game. Shores hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Shores covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Haas reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo throws towards the plate. Mannion fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mannion. Dykes goes all the way around to score. Simmons moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maynish hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 2 in the game. Badgerow hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0 for 1 in the game. Shores strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hyne Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Manish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Manish reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-3 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boley hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.